Motown the Musical is at the IU Auditorium, with an opening performance on October 31st, additional performances on November 1st and 2nd. It's a fast-paced show with plenty of energetically delivered hits from the story of Berry Gordy and Motown Records, beginning in 1957 and moving up to the celebratory 25th year reunion in 1983. Kenneth Mosley was a fine actor, singer, and even comedian as the toughly visionary Berry Gordy. He saw himself as the nurturing father for his talented company, as in all families there were plenty of internal disagreements, and not all the children were particularly happy with being obedient. Matt Manuel was a very fine actor, singer, and rebel as Marvin Gaye. Justin Reynolds appeared as Gordy's partner and often foil Smokey Robinson. Trenice was quite wonderful as Diane Ross. The show covers a lot of social ground in a musical and meaningful way. One of the early tours to Birmingham, Alabama, plays to a segregated audience with a bullying policeman on stage. Gordy and the others are shocked at the assassination of Kennedy. Members of the Motown label are deeply moved by the civil rights struggle, the assassination of Martin Luther King, and the new attitudes of freedom and expression. All through the story of Motown the Musical, there were varied hits from the period, with fine-pointed performances reminding us of groups and soloists that were the signatures of the times. The story of Motown is very much the tale of Berry Gordy. His strengths drove the organization to expansion, to new heights, and that sometimes very successes led to disaster. Artists that were nurtured and flourished at Motown were cherry-picked by organizations with bigger pockets. Berry was justifiably bitter and angry, but at the same time his sensitive heart ached, his head understood. As Motown the Musical came to a close, Trenice, as Diana Ross, escorted Dre Woods, filling in as Berry Gordy for Kenneth Mosley in the second act, to the stage for a celebratory performance of Ain't No Mountain High Enough and a standing ovation from the audience. Earlier in the evening at the nearby Neil Marshall Black Culture Center, Dr. Charles Sykes from IU's African American Arts Institute gave a pre-show talk on the impact of Motown in American popular music and culture, and the IU Soul Review performed. Motown the Musical at the IU Auditorium continues with performances tonight, November 1st, and Thursday night, November 2nd, and at the Theater for You, I'm George Walker.